The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Oh, good evening, everyone. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. I was trying to mute my phone. Got a little distracted there at the last part, but I'm not as bad as Kenneth is in a control room. Anyway, good evening to y'all. Another beautiful day located here in Western Montana. The birds were so loud this morning, they were almost drowning out my Netflix. But, of course, there's so much crap on Netflix anymore, but I enjoy watching Voyager over and over. Anyway, you're welcome to join us in the chat room on frequencyradio.chattango.com. And as I mentioned, Kenneth is in the control room with his amazing dog Trigger, or his boy Spot, to answer any of your phone calls should you call, and then put you on air should you desire to call in and vent. My top-of-the-hour joke here is, of course, if you think U.S. foreign policy is bad, you should look at all those blown-up cities and compare them to all here in America with the slum that we have now and the homelessness and starving. It seems like it's a general practice. Matter of fact, I was at the store earlier there, and I noticed an article there was talking about how the school children here in Montana need musical instruments, and all I could think about was the trillions lost from the Pentagon. And, of course, it's always they want the consumer to go out there and to pay with their poor little hard-earned money to facilitate some other thing, just like all these other commercials on TV where they're constantly telling you that for only $19 a month or 61 cents a day, you can help support this or that. Anyway, as most of you know, and for those who are new to my show, I normally try to give my listeners some human interest types of things to think about. And again, this is more due to our news that we have constantly being inundated with today. The West continues to ramp up the Russian hysteria that those evil Russians are about to invade or capture some electoral process of all Western democracies, sick, or poison us, as well as the fear of those new Russian ICBMs that will devastate your local cities, noted by the Pentagon's naming of such missile as the Satan missile. Some call it the Satan 2, but even CNN has jumped on the bandwagon here, as well as Fox News. Fox News right now is saying that Russia is the chief nation-state adversary of the United States. And these kind of contracts raise real questions. And this contract, though, is what they're talking about is John Bolton and his connections to Russia. Well, in a world today, whether it's Trump, Hillary, or anyone else in the political sphere, as well as Congress or whatever, everyone has ties around the world that at least have money anyway, where they're making investments. And so, of course, this here, what they're saying on Fox News is the fact that they were questioning John Bolton's being able to have a security clearance. And, of course, CNN back in 2016 started this ramping up. Of course, we knew this was coming anyway, where this they went on to talk about these Russian missiles. And, of course, they always like to use in big words, intercontinental ballistic missile. And that's what, of course, they name it Satan 2. But they go on to to highlight the fact that it covers over 11,000 kilometers or 6,835 miles for the non-metric, and it weighs 100 tons. And of course, it goes on to say that it has 10 multiple warheads, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, if you wiki facts about Japan, World War II, you'll see that the two atomic bombs dropped on the two Japanese cities had a yield content of about 18 to 24 kilotons each. And so this constant fear and phobia, my entire damn life, it has been Russia, Russia, Russia. Anyway, imagine the amount of retail sales in bunkers and whatever they want you to prep with, you know, like listening to Alex Jones or something like that, you know, and be sure to stock up on your tangerine pills. But anyway, the constant fear to hype people up there, to get them to go out and do things that they normally wouldn't do to support their families. They're supposed to be out buying stuff for their own personal bunkers. In the meantime, all these failed politicians that get out here and they fail to do their jobs of any diplomacy around the world, they can live in these massive bunkers that are hundreds of feet below the surface. And then what do they tell the people to do? Well, in the case of, say, some biological thing, the government issues a statement that you should run out and buy plastic and duct tape to put over your windows. That's your protection, instead of them doing their jobs. But anyway, but you can imagine, I would say with Russia, 10 multiple warheads with a yield of anywhere from 8.3 megaton to 20 megaton, what it would actually do to a city. And most people don't even think of it that way, but there is a place on the internet called Nuke Map, and you can put in your desired city where you live, and then the tonnage of such explosion, and it will show you, typically, what would be destroyed and what would be left standing after a blast. But again, it's the constant hype of all these, the day after and on the beach. These are all fear things that are designed to keep you in this constant fear to always worry about what's going on and divert your attention from further things like raising a family and whatever, you know. But anyway, the question here anymore now is about what's going on with the illegal immigrants and those that are flooding the country. There's a story here I get to later on about this massive line that's headed up from Mexico into America of over 1,500 participants, and I'll read that a little bit later on. But there's a father of one of the teens that was killed by one of these illegal immigrants, and this is on Fox News, where he was blasting California's Governor Jerry Brown, who had pardoned five illegal immigrants who were serving time for further crimes and otherwise may have prompted deportation. But it's well, actually, he calls Jerry Brown an illegal alien lover. And we know for a fact that what's going on right now with this mass immigration is to flood the U.S. with this illegals. And, of course, make it so they don't need IDs, or that they get IDs so that they can vote and, of course, destroy the democratic processes in the United States here. On top of that, Facebook has been busted now for handing out data of millions of their users about Hillary Clinton's campaign. And if you noticed any of the articles like, all right, sounds good there, thanks. These articles anymore are talking about Hillary Clinton just as if she's running again, yet she's not even in the campaign today. But the big question they're asking now is if Facebook has broken any campaign finance laws. Anyway, I had a special caller today that is calling in. His name's David down there in Texas. He runs a YouTube channel called News Now Houston. And what he does is he goes around and he basically goes to these police departments, DES, Homeland Security type things, and sits out there on a public sidewalk and just takes pictures. And you would not believe the crap he has to go through to film, because in America, taking pictures is not a crime. Anyway, so we have David online here. I've been trying to get him to call in here for a couple of weeks there. So, David, thanks for joining us, and it's nice to hear you in there, okay?
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah. I had some questions for you. They're just kind of impromptu. Like I told you, if you call in, I kind of give them to you impromptu. But can I ask you, when did you first start doing these audits, as you call them, and what prompted you to do so?
Well, you know, I've been filming around public buildings for years, and I have never had a problem. A lot of people don't believe me, but I, when I say that I'm media, but it's true. I'm actually credentialed media and have been for quite some time. And, of course, I saw all the YouTube videos, and I just figured that was all just creative editing where they cut out the part where they provoke the police because I'm former law enforcement. I have family members that are law enforcement, and I grew up with family members in law enforcement. My father, his brother. So, I saw the YouTube videos and figured they were BS. And then one day it happened to me, and I was just in shock, in absolute shock, that could happen. That you could be abducted off the street for simply taking pictures. And that's what got me started. That's really what got me started.
Okay, so I have sent you some information, like the FBI behind all terrorism, congressional statements and testimony that shows that the FBI has paid millions of dollars to informants to create these terrorist-type events so that the FBI can swoosh in real fast and say, hey, look, we solved a crime. With that integrating into law enforcement now, that the when you hear this in your videos, and I've watched quite a few of your videos there, but where they're always saying, like, in the times that we live in, when in fact they are being, like us, we are socially manipulated, they are being indoctrinated into a police state type of framework to where they're going to pass that on to their children. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, like, I think of the poor U.S. soldier that gets paid some small fee to go out there and push this U.S. policy across the Middle East, and namely areas that only have oil. But law enforcement today, in some areas, they're making over $400,000 a year. That's almost $500,000 a year to keep this charade going, that everyone today is the enemy combatant.
Yeah.
And
well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? They get this funding for national security, all right? And this includes your local police departments. Homeland Security now has
go ahead.
And for having that team, they get extra funding, okay? More funding means more deputies, which means more power for the sheriff or the police chief, depending upon which the case is, all right? And let's face it, government workers love power. And so the more power they get, the more power they get, the happier they are. And that's what it's all about. Is for them, it's all about getting the funding and getting the power. And for the government, it's all about having a tentacle in every possible asset that they could possibly leave. They can't use the United States legally. I won't say they can't, but lawfully, they cannot use the United States military against us in the event that we uprise against them. So who are they going to use? Why do you think that they are arming local police departments with automatic weapons and assault vehicles and these sort of things?
I was trying to think of the point you brought up in one of your videos, something to the idea of that, to where well, basically, as you say, with law enforcement today now being militarized to the point of these MRAP vehicles and stuff. I remember there's a Spokane sheriff over here not too far from here that had compared constitutionalists as being close to ISIS. I mean, that is how they view Americans that want to stand up for their rights.
Absolutely. I get that all the time. You know, people who believe in America, veterans that have fought for our rights, people that support and defend the Constitution, citizens, veterans, anybody, you know, they label us sovereign citizens. They want to associate us with domestic terrorists of some sort to discredit us. Because, again, the Constitution is what keeps our government in check, and our government hates it. Whether they want to admit it or not, you know, the truth is, you look at our and you'll find that our government, what's a good example here? Let me give you a good example. Everybody thinks of George Armstrong Custer as a hero because he fought the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn and died. Okay. What you never hear about, and this is because, you know, the victor, the winner of the war, controls the narrative. What you never hear about is that Custer and the 7th Cavalry slaughtered children, women, men, Dakota. Non-combatants. Yeah. Yeah, in North Dakota. Yeah, slaughtered them for five years at the hands of the government. And then finally they turned around and went after him. But, you know, he paid the price for those consequences. But that is our government. You know, Wounded Knee, Kent State, you know, our government has a history of murdering unarmed, innocent civilians simply because they stand up to the government.
Right. Well, I wanted to interject this in there just to give you a timeline here, though. But in 1822, they found the Black Hills gold. And they fought for a long time trying to figure out how to get it back because they'd already designed these reservations to contain the Indians. And it's no different than over here on the reservation I live on here in Montana here, where they give out this one area there, and then suddenly they realize this is some pristine valley here, massive lake, one of the biggest lakes in North America. It's natural, you know. And then, of course, they have to go at it in some corporate way. And I think the only way to define that is like Smedley Butler when he talked about how his operation in the military was worse than a criminal mob did to what he did to countries compared to what a mob might do to three little counties or something like that, you know. But I was going to ask you, too, there. It seems like you go through a lot of equipment. I assume, though, from what I've seen, you get some equipment broken by law enforcement agencies. The latest one, the demonstrations down in Texas in an open carry state, where even open carrying now is becoming questioned by law enforcement.
Well, so in Texas, you can lawfully carry a long arm, a rifle or shotgun, all right? So long as it is not carried in a manner designed to cause alarm. That's how the law is written. And what our attorney general has said is if you've got it strapped to your chest or your back, you're fine. And so we have a couple of towns down here that do not respect the law. Almost Park, if you've seen that, Park is the number one offender. And there are videos of First Amendment activists standing on street corners with a sign that says, that criticizes the police chief and the police department. They will do a felony stop on you for that and make you get on the ground at gunpoint, search you, and if you're armed, they'll check your permits and all this stuff, which is completely, completely unlawful. But this is the way this police department operates. Well, we put together a little surprise for them, and it didn't go well. Initially, it didn't go well for us. Two of our activists were arrested and abused, physically abused. One of them has a broken arm. The other has a split open head and concussion. But
wait a second, though. David, let me say something. I forget the guy's name, though. He called ahead of time to let them know.
C.J. Grisham. He is the founder and leader of Open Carry Texas.
Right. And he called ahead of time to let them know that they're going to be there. And this was what he met with. Correct?
Yes. The police even asked the police chief, if I come down there and open carry in your city and obey the law, you know, am I going to be put at gunpoint on the ground, blah, blah, blah? And the police chief said no. But when we show up and do it, the police chief himself came out and ambushed C.J. Grisham. He came up from behind C.J. Grisham, who was retreating from a police officer. Okay, the police officer had told him to move back. He starts to move back from the police officer, and then they attack him, tase him. He goes to the ground, breaks his head open. And then they go over, and the other one had complied with the officer's instructions, got on the ground, they handcuffed him, he's got his feet crossed, he's on his knees, he's completely compliant. The chief walks over, grabs him, and slams him face first into the ground, breaking his arm, which was in handcuffs.
All right, David,
that's all on video. The video is on my channel.
Right, I have a break coming up here, so hang on the phone here. We'll be right back after this break, okay? All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in.
Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with David from News Now Houston down there in Texas there. And we were going through the deal here about taking pictures is not a crime. And David has been giving us some experiences about what he's had to face with different law enforcement and type agencies. And basically it all comes down to the same thing, to keep the people in fear. And of course this is by promoting the constant police state type of mentality there. And David, I was going to tell you that I have quite a few friends in law enforcement up here, and I asked one of them here the other day, because I get a little bit peeved off at certain things I hear on the radio here. I was in the fire department for quite a few years here, but when I hear a officer pull some guy over, and then suddenly he starts running four different identifications of the passengers and the driver and stuff in the vehicle, and then after 35 minutes of being detained doing this traffic stop, he comes back out and he clears, saying that he's now 1038, and because the traffic stop was for, his license plate illuminator was out. They are shopping today. That's all they do. Looking for criminals everywhere they can go. And, of course, I tried to explain this to you a little bit there, but under U.S. law, the United States is a federal corporation, and it will do everything to secure profits. That's why even with Trump, where you hear this mega stuff, Make America Great Again, it's all based towards corporate entities. The crime is fueled either through CIA drugs to keep the inner cities in poverty, to keep crime going, to keep the courts going, the privatized for-profit prisons. And again, in that, we're all made the enemy. So anyway, the other thing, like I say, when you pay millions to informants out of U.S. tax dollars to create terrorism, all it does is it raises the psyche of law enforcement that's involved in that. And I notice that in the videos that you show. Normally, you don't just deal with one law enforcement officer. It's usually 2, 3, 4, 5, and suddenly the whole city is just seems like they're responding to you taking pictures. Don't you think that's kind of stupid and a waste of natural resources as far as for law enforcement?
Absolutely. It's ridiculous, the responses that I get. I have had, I think the most I've ever had at one time was in San Antonio, Texas. I had 18 patrol units from San Antonio Police Department come out because I was standing on a street corner taking pictures.
Well, I can only tell you this. I've always loved country western music, and I can see why they made that song Looking at Texas in my rearview mirror, because I don't think I would ever visit Texas with the way and I hate to say that, because I bet you Texas, I've watched these tornado shows and stuff, and Texas has got some beautiful areas, landscapes, all this stuff, you know, but to deal with the type of clientele that you'd have to work with, even if you were say you had a flat tire out on the highway or something, they don't just, is there anything I can do to help you out? No. They want to run your background check and everything. They want to make sure that everyone they talk to is not some criminal. And I just get so sick and tired of that, because I grew up in Las Vegas, and as a kid, the Nevada Highway Patrol would be on the side of the road helping some elderly lady or something change a tire. We don't see that anymore. Today, they'll call you a rotational wrecker, which you find out later on is because the state has some contracts with these wrecker companies to where they get kickbacks. And it's always corporate-based. And that's what blows me away. They're not there to protect and serve. They're there to enforce the law to protect corporations. That's the only way I can look at it anymore.
And I agree.
Yeah. And so, and back to this so-called statement I mentioned before there, where, you know, they're always trying to say, like, in these times or in our day and age or something like that. The United States Department, State Department, and its embassies, they are the ones that issue all the travel visas. So, again, we're back to the same scenario here. If someone is here wrong, even with this immigration issue we have right now, that they were allowed in here for a reason. And I see that 20-some-odd states now are thinking about, in the new census there, to be able to take the question off about, are you a citizen? And I got my break coming up here again, but here we're back to the same thing. When you go to your border patrol things and you can't go anywhere unless you answer that question, are you a citizen? So we'll be right back after this. David, stay with me, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you wanna. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with David down there in Texas. David, I was going to say here, those links I sent you via email and everything like that, I was thinking about getting, you know, taking the photo images off of that and making T-shirts so that if you're out there, doing some photography, legal photography, that as the law enforcement have to stare at you and sit there and talk to you about in these times or something like that, in our day and age like that, that they'd have to keep looking at that. I think you could win. You could win more people. And then, like the New York Times article even goes into more in depth about it. This is the problem today that law enforcement, after themselves, see that they're being led down some kind of a wild road, and they're turning everyone into the criminal today. And most Americans are not criminals like me. Hell, I'm 57 years old. I've never even been stopped for a traffic. Well, I've been stopped, but I haven't ever received a citation for anything, you know. But everyone is assumed that they're the criminal. And I have a caller coming online here, too. But I want to ask you before I take this other caller here, and I want you to stay on the line, too, in case he wants to ask you something. But now, you have been arrested doing this.
In the last 2 years, I've been arrested and charged 12 times. 11 of the 12 have been dropped thanks to, well, people always ask me how I beat these cases. Body camera footage and God loves me. That's how I do it.
All right, sounds good. Well, I wanted to ask that before we took this. Anyway, so I have a caller here. I want to see if he wants to join in or chime in on this, too. So we have Jim in Illinois there. Good evening, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening tonight and a happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter, guys. Anyway, I want to make a comment. We use the term government, I'd say generally or generically. Actually, the government is instituted amongst men. It is basically an abstract that is used to carry out the administrative needs of men. What we're talking about is the personnel or men that occupy these various positions of the governmental mechanism or administrative state mechanism. Their activities, I would say, are way out of bounds and are criminal. They view, as you were saying, the rest of us as basically criminals now. They conduct this, you know, I call it espionage on each one of us. Nowadays, I don't know if you're aware, but they have the dash cams, and they have the computer recognition that can read your license plate number, and they'll go throughout driving down the street, and they'll just tap on your plate number and run it like that. And, of course, if they see or want to pull you over, they will for whatever reason. I right here where I live, there's a major street here, and I watched them pull two young men over. They were on a fishing expedition. They called the canine unit in, and I watched the whole thing, and it was almost imperceptible as the handler, the dog handler, the police officer, gave that dog a cue to alert. And once he did, that was it. They cuffed him, put him in. 45 minutes later, they uncuffed him and let him go. I mean, you know, this is what you're seeing.
It's extortion.
Yeah. And the other thing is what you're talking about is this goes to in a Supreme Court case, DeShaney versus Winnebago. We have no special relationship with these guys, with this administrative state. And we have no duty to speak to them. They are creatures of the state. And the best thing is to keep your mouth shut around them. And that's out of another Supreme Court case called Henkel versus Hale.
Yeah, well, there's Jim, there, say. Yeah, Jim, there's a documented films here where actual attorneys are on the internet where they say even from the first time you're pulled over with law enforcement, don't say a thing. Because like here in the Northwest, the Ninth Circuit Court has ruled that law enforcement can lie to you. Well, if you lie to law enforcement, you're going to jail, you know. But yeah, and as far as what you said earlier about license plate readers, I was watching a video there up in Canada where their law enforcement, the RMCP there, they just drive through the parking lot. They don't have to type nothing in. Their plate readers gather the information, and then they just sit back and wait for the party to go to that car, and then, boom, they're right on the scene to do the arrest or whatever like that. But this is how bad it is, but it has become a corporate shopping spree.
Basically,
and we have those mobile plate readers here as well. What they do, they're mounted. Now, this is a privatized system, and what they do is the company that makes those puts them in the police cars for free. And what these police cars do, and the courts have said this is because it's privatized, it's not a public system, that it is perfectly legal. They drive down the road, and these license plate readers are automatically checking plates, checking for warrants. It's all automated. And when they spot it, they pull you over, pull you out, and they have debit card machines in their vehicle. You can pay the ticket right then and there, and the police that stopped you get a percentage of it, and the other percentage goes to the courts and whatever. It's all divvied up. Okay, but it's a private system, and it is strictly for profit.
Yeah, that basically goes to third-party snitching or whatever for better information gathering or sharing. And it also goes to what we've seen lately in this omnibus budget bill, is the cloud, I forget what they call it, but that's where, it'll be perfectly legal, not necessarily lawful, for people outside our country to do espionage on Americans. And because they're a third party, they can give it to law enforcement here, and there's no there's no Fourth Amendment protection there.
Yeah.
And so we got to be careful about our terminology. You know, I look at it like this. It is my government, but it's been captured by criminals. All right, and they're motivated by greed of wealth and lust for power, and so anyway, that's all I have.
All right, sounds good, Jim. Hey, I think I appreciate you calling in there. All right, yeah, you take care. Anyway, David, as Jim kind of mentioned there, the fact is, right after 9/11, we had the Cheney group that came out with all these scanners for the airports and stuff, and now after the Las Vegas shooting down there, now the casinos are supposed to have these scanners. I mean, they are making – I mean, if you look at 1933 to 45 under Hitler's alleged fascism and tyranny, you compare that with 2018 technology of the West here, even like in London where there's a camera on every corner. They are – I think what it is the governments today – are so afraid of the people, to where even our transactions are being tracked to see what we're buying and everything. I mean, it's just getting totally ridiculous that we're all instantly, automatically a criminal.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, I mean,
I thoroughly believe it.
So, anyway, the gal that you talked to, she was kind of German in the one video there, where you noted... Yeah. That when someone in the government or a government firm or contractor starts taking pictures, that you can FOIA request those photos from their personal devices. Have you ever done that, really?
Yes, I have, absolutely.
And what do you – I mean, I like to hear the people when they say – I mean, when you present them with the facts that you have the ability to do that and they come back – like when she said, after you told her that, well, she says, I can get all your information too. I don't know if you caught that at the time when she said that. But
yes, I did.
Yeah. But again, though, it's all you are is you're just out there in the public, on public property, where, as is called, taking pictures is not a crime, and that you cannot trespass the eyes. And the only thing I would like to say that since it seems like you're in, I wouldn't say cahoots, but since you have such a good following out there on YouTube and even on Twitter, and that's why I wanted to bring attention to what you're doing through my show is to get more people to see this, is like I think it's Patrick that also does this, News Now Patrick, but I think that his PR work that he does with law enforcement is a little bit off there, because it's almost at times where he's, he calls them stupid to their face, and what it does is it inflames more anger and stuff instead of saying, well, look, hey, this is totally legal, and I'm sure if you check your laws, you'll see it is, but to sit there and you can leave, you're dismissed. I think that's a bad way to go about it. Would you agree?
I do. Unfortunately, there are people in this movement that are more about getting views and some notoriety than they are about educating. And personally, I'm trying to educate. So, I do what I can to accomplish that goal. And the first thing you have to do is not be confrontational. If you're confrontational and aggressive, it turns everybody off. They just shut their ears off. So, unfortunately, that particular individual is... not the best example to use.
Right. I was going to tell you that in my Ford Ranger, I always carry a couple of envelopes full of different stuff. Usually it's aimed towards drugs here in America, terrorism, stuff like that. But it depends on the mood and stuff like that. But usually if I'm going to, say, a Town Pump, which is one of our distributors up here for gas and you know, whatever, and you'll see a law enforcement or, you know, agency sitting there gassing up their tank or something like that, I usually just walk up to them and I have an envelope in my hand and I'll just say something like, "Hey, young man, you got a second?" And he'll say, "Sure." And I just hand him the envelope there, and I'll open it up so they see there's nothing in it, just papers. And I'll say, "I think if you read this, you'll understand who's putting your life at risk." And they'll actually, at the time, pull it out and start reading it, and they'll say, "Hey, thanks." And, of course, I've emailed quite a few law enforcement agencies here in Montana, too, and other places. And I have gotten a lot of good comments back from these law enforcement agencies. So I don't think it's one total area like Texas or something like that, because we have those like in Great Falls, which seems to be more of the same militarized type thing there, you know, Spokane, whatever. And there's these smaller areas there that seem to catch on to this government militarization of our law enforcement. And as you mentioned earlier, the posse comitatus, to where they can't directly involve military in things unless you're at Waco, if you know what I mean. But but you know, these small little subtle things like that, to where you hope, as you would say, that he might take that envelope that I handed him with the information and show it to a couple of his other deputies or whatever like that and start spreading this around more and realize, just like with the Fast and Furious arms down into Mexico that killed U.S. Border Patrol, El Chapo's man cave had those Fast and Furious weapons in them, that they, too, are the same target as we are, because now if they want to disarm Americans and all the drug lords and stuff have all the guns, all the so-called alleged rebels in the Middle East are totally armed up, that they, too, are going to be at the end of the stick on this one, too. Still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm
Okay, yeah. It got quiet here for a second. Anyway, we have another caller here, Barbara in South Carolina there. It's not actually Barbara, I know it is, so. But anyway, everyone has fictitious names out here because we're always – I was just called a troll out there on Twitter there, and I had 15-some-odd people come to my defense. So it's like, anyway, Barbara in South Carolina, do you have anything to say to David here?
No. I'm just going to tell you what's been going on in my horrifying, what's been going on in my neighborhood, and I'm madder than hell about what the cops are doing, and I'm mad.
What's going on down there, Cindy?
Don't say that. I'll lose my job, I swear I will.
All right, go ahead. So what's going on down there, Barbara?
Well, Barbara's next door house that she owns, I mean, it's a nice, big brick house, right? I've had a bunch. I've never seen any, like, works and all that kind of stuff, like people use for drugs.
Yeah.
And guns and that kind of thing. And they moved into my house while I was gone.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I actually called the cops. Right? Because the gentleman that takes care of Lou while
now,
I'm down.
Wait a second, Barbara, should you be using Lou's real name here for your dog?
Yeah. For my dog's sake. No, I was really scared for Lou to be seen. I was trying to keep Lou away. But anyway, we went through the house because I was actually going to just, you know, like sweep the place with my own damn gun. Mm-hmm. But it was too bad. It was too bad. I mean, they had these places barricaded off. They had all of the windows, the curtains taped down with duct tape. And they had been using this place as like a shooting gallery. I mean, this happened like in 5 days. And you think about being somebody being one PO'd, which I was mad. I was really upset. But they promised me, "Oh, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to print the place." I mean, there's guns in here, too. And I'm like, I'm going to claim the guns. Okay, I'm claiming the guns. Take the guns downtown, right? Mm. And we're coming back at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to, like, ambush these people because we know who they are. Well, I'm sitting up until 3 o'clock in the morning, and I call the police department, and I ask them, are you going to come? Are you going to come tonight? I've been up. Now, I've had sleep deprivation therapy going on at my grandchildren's house. I've been up now waiting on you guys, you know, till 3 a.m. They're like, we're a little short-handed tonight. I think we'll wait till tomorrow night. So I've had this crap going on next door to me. I can't even let Lou...
Keep going. I told her.
No, they're still next door. And I guess I will have to give them a jingle. And
well,
they've got
this huge
spread next door that they are just, like, they have no personal hygiene. There's works over there. I'm like, what's all this tin foil? All this burnt tin foil everywhere. And they were telling me all this stuff they did with tin foil. And I'm like, oh, my God, I thought you just burnt chicken in tin foil. I mean, I had no idea what was going on in this house.
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to take a serve pro. But because the police department is that underfunded, I have to sit here. Can't let my little dog outside to tinkle. I have to chase him around with a pee-pee pad.
Well, now you're getting into your personal life there, Barbara.
Well, I'm getting a little bit upset,
you know,
because...
Well, that's
do you realize that they're making me wait another night, and they're letting these dope addicts, dope fiends, meth heads, and they said they're illegal immigrants?
Well, that's the same thing,
next door at of my beautiful four-bedroom, four-bath home. While I sit over here with the alarm system on, terrified, alone.
Yeah. Well, that's why if you notice all these newspaper articles about some terrorist, they always say was known by the FBI. That's the same thing with these other criminals and stuff. They're all known, and they're allowed to, I want to call it, sub-exist in certain areas there because it knows, you know, they know it drives crime and stuff. It drives fear, and that's one of the premises of our society today is because people, they just love fear. I mean, it's the same thing with...
Fear my ass. When my alarm system goes off, they're going to be dead meat.
Right.
Well, but the whole thing is I'm ready for them. I mean,
right.
I'm ready for them in this house. But they moved in a period of 4 days.
Right.
And they say, we know exactly who they are. And I'm like, you know exactly who they are. Go pick them the freak up. Well, they were just bonded out. I'm like, well, they were just bonded out. Well, for God's sake, you know who they are. You know they were just bonded out. Go pick them up.
Yeah, well, like I say, they allow crime to exist in certain areas because they know it's a benefit. Like I say, when I used to drive a spud truck here years ago when my kids were little, they had a paper article where it says this gentleman was arrested 6 times for a DUI. DUI 7th conviction. And I asked the judge when I was up there doing a security system for the sheriff's office there, I says, why isn't this guy in jail? And he says, he's a cash cow. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, we know he pays his fine, so he'll be back in. I says, yeah, but what do you do if the guy kills someone? And, of course, I got a dial tone that time, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I'll be giving them a jingle jangle. I mean, I just want every – I mean, I don't know. I just said, I don't know about stand your ground. Well, they're like, well, ma'am, right. If they come up – while your dog's out on your deck whizzing, I said, well, my dog's not accustomed to whizzing on my deck.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
I mean, he
Barbara...
likes to go outside, but I can't believe that our law enforcement has come to a point where they know people, they know who they are, And then last night they were short-handed, so they decided to let them stay in my house next door.
Right. All right, well, I'll tell you what, Barbara, because David's calling in there, I don't know if he's on a cell phone or a landline or like that, so I don't want to, and I don't know how long
I'm happy, no, and I'm hoping that David will have a good conversation, but I'm very frustrated, and I don't think that, that they're doing me a very good job here.
It's the same up here.
I'm going to call him back.
It's the same up here, Barbara. The response time from in our area here is the sheriff's office is 66 miles away. I live out here in rural Montana, and if you aren't armed or something like that, you can't help yourself. And of course, since I have a permit for medical marijuana, I can't have a gun. See?
But anyway. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Well,
no,
get to David before he,
all right.
He like falls off.
All right. My best to you and Lou, okay?
Okay. I'll talk later.
All right. Sounds good. All right, back to
poor
you.
Poor Lou.
Yeah, right.
His identity's
yeah.
Blown.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bye.
All right, back to you there, David. You see the problem that everyone's having there, that law enforcement doesn't want to respond to certain things, and then when they do, it's to someone taking pictures. That's the crime.
Correct.
It's like, I always wonder about these guys stopping these guys on the side of the road for a license plate illuminator. It's out like that. I think we got criminals running this country where they've authorized the deaths of millions of people over lies, and these guys are getting pulled over for a license plate that's not illuminated.
Crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I was going to ask you, too, there. The equipment you use is just simple cameras and stuff, and it is noted, though, at times that you do, because of the weather circumstances, you cover your face. But, again, we're back to the same thing, though. As long as you're on public property and you're not creating or committing a crime like that, we're back to the issue now that in some states, this ID requirement, what's all that about? You know, if they can show or articulate a crime for an ID, how does that work?
Well, okay, so if they have, if they can generate a lawful detention, you may be, depending upon the state, you may be required to identify yourself. Most states require that you be arrested before you have to identify yourself.
Right. In Montana here, I believe it's not, well, no, it is. It does say that you have to be arrested there. However, it's common courtesy, if you're not doing anything wrong, just say, yeah, my name is such a, I live over here, you know. Today, it's the foremost thing is that I know what law enforcement would like to say is like they want to know who they're talking to. And then in the videos that you show is most law enforcement, they'll either deny you access to being able to film their badge, they'll walk away or something like that, you know. And I think that is a double standard to that, you know. Anyway, I have one more break here, and then I'll have a whole free 20 minutes here. So if you hang on one more time here, David, we'll get right back to you, okay?
All right.
We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.